Max Matzer and Will Grant, Mexico correspondent. One of the world's biggest drug lords, Ismael El Mayo Zambada, leader of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel, has been arrested by U.S. federal agents in El Paso, Texas. Zambada, 76, founded the criminal organization with Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, who is currently jailed in the U.S. Arrested with Zambada on Thursday was Guzman's son, Joaquin Guzman Lopez, said the U.S. Justice Department. In February, Zambada was charged by U.S. prosecutors with a conspiracy to make and distribute fentanyl, a drug more powerful than heroin that has been blamed for the U.S. opioid crisis. In a written statement on Thursday evening, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said the two men lead one of the most violent and powerful drug trafficking organizations in the world. El Mayo and Guzman Lopez join a growing list of Sinaloa cartel leaders and associates who the Justice Department is holding accountable in the United States, Mr. Garland said. Fentanyl is the deadliest drug threat our country has ever faced, and the Justice Department will not rest until every single cartel leader, member, and associate responsible for poisoning our communities is held accountable, added Mr. Garland, the top law enforcement officer in the U.S. American prosecutors say the Sinaloa cartel is the biggest supplier of drugs to the U.S. U.S. authorities have previously noted that fentanyl is the leading cause of death for Americans aged 18 to 45. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, had been offering a reward of up to $15 million, £12 million, for Zambada's capture. During Joaquin El Chapo Guzman's trial in 2019, his lawyers accused Zambada of bribing the entire Mexican government in exchange for living openly without fear of prosecution. In truth, he controlled nothing, Guzman's lawyer, Jeffrey Lichtman, told jurors of his client. Mayo Zambada did, he claimed. According to the U.S. State Department, Zambada is also the owner of several legitimate businesses in Mexico, including a large milk company, a bus line, and a hotel, as well as real estate assets. Alongside fentanyl charges, he is also facing charges in the U.S. ranging from drug trafficking, murder, kidnapping, money laundering, and organized crime. In May, Zambada's nephew, Alicio Imperial Castro, who was known as Cheo Antrax, was killed in an ambush in Mexico. He was also wanted by U.S. authorities. Zambada is arguably the biggest drug lord in the world and certainly the most influential in the Americas. He had evaded authorities for decades, and as such, his arrest has come as a shock in Mexico. Details of the arrests of the two men remain unclear, but it appears they flew into the United States. Citing Mexican and U.S. officials, the Wall Street Journal reports that Zambada was tricked into boarding the plane by a high-ranking Sinaloa member following a months-long operation by Homeland Security Investigations and the FBI. Zambada believed he was going to inspect clandestine airfields in Mexico, the paper reports. A guide to Mexico's most powerful drug cartels, how El Chapo fell victim to his own legend, disturbing allegations in El Chapo trial. As more information emerges, Zambada's arrest will no doubt be heralded by President Joe Biden's administration as one of the most significant operations by the DEA in years. Zambada co-founded the Sinaloa cartel in the wake of the collapse of the Guadalajara cartel at the end of the 1980s. While Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was the public face of the organization and the most notorious of the two men, many believed it was in fact El Mayo who was its real leader. Not only ruthless, he was also innovative, creating and maintaining some of the earliest links with Colombian cartels to flood the U.S. with cocaine and heroin. And more latterly, fentanyl. His leadership of the criminal empire has endured in the face of changing presidents in Mexico and the U.S., amid repeated anti-drug offensives from successive governments and constant efforts by his enemies in other drug trafficking organizations to bring him down. That is no mean feat in the violent, dangerous, and treacherous underworld in which he has operated as an unassailable kingpin for many years. Yet that extraordinary resilience appears to have run out in El Paso, Texas, a city blighted by the influx of the synthetic opioid, fentanyl, much of which was smuggled in by his organization.